And now another wonderful insight for the non-mathematician that I like in this talk is they did the next step, what any really good mathematician does. So you've got a result, you know it's true, you know it's significant, you've worked hard at it, you have no idea how to proceed. You ask for help. So that's what they did, and then they went to certainly probably the best person you could go to ask for help. They asked Richard Stanley at MIT. This was the kind of thing that they figured that Richard might know about. He might have seen something like this before. And Richard wrote back to them and said, I have no idea how to solve your problem, but by a strange coincidence, a couple of months ago, I received a letter from George Andrews. And George Andrews was counting something else, something that he called descending plane partitions. And George's formula for descending plane partitions is exactly your formula for alternating sign matrices. So all you have to do is find the one-to-one correspondence between descending plane partitions and alternating sign matrices, and the problem is solved. No one has yet established a natural bijection. We now know that the counting formula is the same for both, so obviously there is some kind of bijection going on there. Nobody has found a natural bijection between alternating sign matrices and descending plane partitions. But it's in trying to find this bijection that eventually this conjecture was proven.